Good morning, 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News, and time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We welcome back Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
And we're going to be, we have a first-timer, right?
We are.
I think
we
that
have
we'll...
a first-time radio guest, Karen Lytle, and she is going to be talking to us about Breast Health Awareness Month, of course, and she's at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital in Penn Yan, where we offer 3D mammography. We also offer it in Geneva at Women's Health at 200 North Street at Geneva General Hospital at the Medical Office Building.
Before we get to that, I know, let's see, a community mobility screening is going on. Anything else from the news and notes segment?
Just to share that while we're increasing our number of walk-in screening mammos, and it is fitting to say today, unfortunately, due to some unexpected circumstances, we aren't doing walk-ins today. We are doing them tomorrow in Penn Yan, and we'll talk through the other dates, but we did have a change in the Geneva date today. We will not be able to do walk-in mammos, interestingly enough, but we are expecting for the rest of the month to be able to keep our dates in Penn Yan and Geneva, and we know that how important that is for people to be able to, if they're thinking about it, rather than schedule, we can get you right in. But again, just a change in schedule for today.
And that is noted on our community calendar at FingerLakesDailyNews.com that they're not doing it today in Geneva, but the rest of the dates for the month are there. So let's meet our guest.
So welcome, Karen. We're so excited that you're with us. And we really want to talk all about how women can help really focus on their own health, be their best advocates, help others by bringing along a friend, a sister, their mother, making sure that we're all getting these screening mammograms and how important it is. And so as a mammography tech in Penn Yan at Soldiers and Sailors, you're the perfect person to kick off Breast Health Awareness Month. So thank you.
Good morning. How is everybody?
We're well. It's good to have you here. So Laura probably told you, I always like to learn a little bit about our first-time guests, especially your path to your current position. What got you into healthcare and specifically toward radiology?
Actually, both of my grandmothers had breast cancer. I started as an aide here at Penn Yan many, many years ago and kind of just worked my way up the ladder. I've now been in X-ray for about 16 years.
So you've seen the development of the much better technology that's come along that's made it much easier for you and for the whole team to do their jobs.
Correct. Most definitely. It's improved over the years. And even just different equipment, certain equipment is better than other equipment, just helps us visualize things better. And what we purchased here at Finger Lakes Health is the top-of-the-line, state-of-the-art Hologic system.
So as a tech, you're the person who does the mammogram, who actually physically runs the machine, right?
That is correct.
So what are some of the tricks that you've learned? I mean, like we say, that the technology's better. What can you do as a tech to make sure you get the best possible image to detect anything as quickly as possible?
The best thing I can do as a tech with mammography is make the patient feel as comfortable as possible. Ladies are quite uncomfortable coming in. A lot of times they don't know what to expect. You know, I'm all up in their personal space and touching their body, and sometimes that's uncomfortable. So the best thing I can do as a tech is make them feel as comfortable as they can to get the best images that we can. The more relaxed you are, the more comfortable you are, the better the quality of the images.
And one of the things that we've seen over the years is that, and it's not just women with mammography, but it's everybody with any kind of routine screening, very easy to put it off, very easy to say, I'm busy, I don't have time. And that's where this walk-in program is so important, because that excuse is gone. You do have time to do this. Again, today's session is not going to happen, but we have October 8th, 13th, 15th, 27th, and 29th in Geneva, 7:30 to 11. October 12th and 26th, if Mondays work better for you in Geneva. November 9th, December 14th, January 11th. Those are all at Women's Health Services, right next to the hospital, 200 North Street. And then in Penn Yan, it is tomorrow, actually the four Wednesdays of October, 7th, 14th, 21st, 28th, November 18th, December 16th, January 20th, 9:30 to 6. Those are right inside the hospital at Soldiers and Sailors in diagnostic imaging. So that's great. I think that's as many walk-in sessions as Finger Lakes Health has ever had.
We are, and we're trying to make sure there are different days of the week, Ted. As you can see, we've got Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays in Geneva. We've got Wednesdays in Penian. Really trying to take away any of these barriers. We know people work. We know people are juggling homeschooling at this point for many people. We know people are juggling caring for parents. There's countless reasons that the scheduling can be a concern. If you would rather actually schedule it, though, rather than come for a walk-in day, all you need is your physician's order. Call your primary care physician. Call your OBGYN. And call our scheduling services at 787-4555, and you can reserve a slot and know that is your spot. And it's not even a walk-in, it's just a dedicated appointment. So we're doing it both ways, in essence, to try to say, let's take away every possible barrier. Also, mammography is free in New York State. We not only is it a free screening for nearly all insurances, also cancer screening services are available where people, even for example, for low or no cost mammograms, if you have to come back for that diagnostic mammogram where there might be some kind of cost, we can likely get that covered for you. We also have funds in the foundation. So we're trying to take away the scheduling barriers, the financial barriers. And there's also just no need to go elsewhere because we have, as Karen mentioned, the highest state-of-the-art technology right here. We also not only have mammography for that initial imaging, but we can do screening and diagnostic mammography. Stereotactic biopsy if you need one, ultrasound guided biopsy, we have breast MRI, breast ultrasound, and of course we also do DEXA screenings for osteoporosis, which very often people, once they get to that age where they're having both, we can schedule at the same time. So the goal is really to say no reason to travel outside the area. We certainly want to accommodate you schedule-wise, and we just know there's just no excuse for this. And I know, Ted, you know how important this is to really think about the fact that if you go in for screening and you have early detection, we know it saves lives. And I don't think we can underestimate that.
And that's what I want to ask you next about, Karen, is the American Cancer Society has done a fantastic job of awareness with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think that's one of the best known months of its type in anything to do with healthcare. So are you seeing that when people do find something, are they finding it sooner?
Definitely. Especially with screening mammography, we can find masses that are smaller than the size of a pencil eraser on mammogram. And the earlier the detection, the better the outcome is. You know, obviously, if we find it when it's super small, it's still not spread throughout the breast or the rest of the body. And that makes the long-lasting outcome for the patient that much better.
My wife's breast cancer diagnosis was 11 years ago this week, and she found it through self-examination. So remind us about the importance of self-examination and how to do it properly.
Self-examination is very important. You generally start in the center of the breast. It's easier in the shower. You just run your fingers around the whole circumference of the breast. Feel for anything that feels different. Not necessarily lump, but definitely different than the rest of the breast. And if it's questionable, definitely see your physician and follow up from there.
And then
to Karen's point,
go ahead,
we
Laura.
Know ourselves best. So part of that is doing it routinely, having, as you said, not only making people comfortable in the exam, but also having people feel comfortable themselves doing that kind of routine self-exam, because that's when you'll notice that something's different. It's all about noticing a change, noticing something that's different, whether you notice even on your skin that it has more of an orange peel appearance or something where from the physical, visible appearance, your breast looks different, or from feeling something. And as we've talked about, feeling something very small that which can then be explored further on mammography. But Karen, if you can talk just a little bit more about what are some of those changes that people don't necessarily always associate with breast cancer, but might be the things that they might themselves notice.
Some of the things you might notice is, yes, definitely changes in the skin. If you stand and look in the mirror and your breasts look different than they did prior, that's always something to be concerned with. You know, get it checked, follow that up. Also, if your nipples invert, if they go into the breast instead of poking out like normal, that could be something. And that's if it's a change. Sometimes people have that and they've had it their whole life and that's fine. But if it's anything new along those lines.
if there's a positive diagnosis of breast cancer, I know this isn't your exact field, but the thoughts thoughts on mastectomy versus lumpectomy versus double mastectomy, that's kind of changed over the years. What would you say to a woman to guide her through her choice?
The choice is definitely a personal one. It kind of runs along with the type of breast cancer that you're diagnosed with, what you as well as your surgeons feel most comfortable with. Sometimes mastectomy is necessary. It depends on if the breast cancer has spread, if it's contained in a very small area. That's kind of how you determine whether you do lumpectomy, mastectomy, either single or double. There's so many variables. It's something that you need to discuss with your surgeon and your team. That's the best thing.
Dr. Baltazar Ford with Geneva General Surgical Associates, people have probably heard many, many stories about Dr. Baltazar Ford and how she's been so empowering for women as they go through and navigate these choices, as Karen talked about. So many choices, so much education needed, and more than anything, I know she supports that being the woman and the patient's choice throughout that whole process, and really serves up a lot of education so that they can make an informed choice. As we all know, this thankfully is no longer the kind of outcome always that it used to be, or the fear that people have about breast cancer. There's no reason to allow your fear of breast cancer to get in the way of you going for that mammogram and getting that diagnosis, or getting either a clear diagnosis or a diagnosis of breast cancer, because we have so many steps now and more and more and more. This is a survivable cancer. People are doing well. People are thriving. People are surviving because of these interventions and because of early screening.
Well, also, I remember in my wife's case, everything moved quickly. There wasn't a lot of time to sort of fret and worry. I mean, her surgery was scheduled quickly. Chemotherapy started not long after that. I mean, it's possible to get a patient right into treatment pretty quickly, so that you're not just sitting at home worrying what's going to happen next.
That is correct. Definitely, as healthcare providers, we understand the nerve-wracking moments that you're going to go through, and we try to alleviate that as quickly as possible.
Remind us again, what's the current guidance on getting a mammogram? We're still basically looking at age 40 and younger if there's a family history?
That is correct. Baseline is usually between the ages of 35 and 40, unless you have significant family history, and then significant family history is first degree relative, like a mother, a sister, an aunt on either side. It doesn't matter if it's mom's side or dad's side. And if you have one of those first degree relatives that was diagnosed young, then it's usually 10 years prior to their diagnosis. So if I was diagnosed at 50, my daughter would start screening at 40.
All right. I have been berating some loved ones for several days to come in and do this, and I hope they will soon. Again, if you go to our community calendar page at FingerLakesDailyNews.com, you'll see the brochure. Just note that today's event will not be able to be held, but all the other dates are still legitimate. They're just walk-in. No appointment needed, no excuse. It's free, both at Geneva, at Women's Health, right next to the hospital at 200 North Street, and in Penn Yan, inside the hospital, Soldiers and Sailors and Diagnostic Imaging. Karen Little, thanks very much. Appreciate what you do. You're saving a lot of people's lives with it, and we appreciate hearing your story today.
Thank you so much.
And Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Ted.